I get it. I don't know what season of life that you're in, but I can guarantee you that you are not hanging out on the couch with zero responsibilities. As women, we are so many things to so many people. I see you. I see you doing the dishes, changing that diaper, trying to pay for your child's college. I see the exhausted grandma and the overwhelmed student. This podcast is for you. So whether you're driving in the car, getting ready for the day, or about to snuggle in the sheets, I pray that this podcast reminds you that you are so loved by the one who beautifully designed you. I am Ashley Shepherd, and this is the Beautifully Designed Podcast. Hey ladies, I hope everyone is having an awesome day, and I'm really excited about what is on my heart tonight, and I've really been praying about what this next episode is going to be about, and I was going back and forth on a couple things, but since it's still kind of the new year, I know we're finally, like today, I'm recording this on January 27th, which is actually my husband's 36th birthday, which is super cool. But don't you ever feel like January has like 77 days in it? It just seems so long. But I do want to kind of carry on the theme of the new year and setting goals. And I know I've talked about setting boundaries in relationships. Last week I talked about, you know, just because you lost something in your life or something didn't go like you had planned, you're not a loser. And I referenced the games last weekend with the Saints and the Chiefs. And so how they both lost the game, and it was out of their circumstance, really, how they lost. And so I want to kind of carry that theme of just the new year, because so many of you have probably set goals, whether that's in your health or work goals or, you know, just becoming more organized, whatever it may be. I'm sure you've set some goals. And I want to chat with you about something that has been on my heart, but I want to use my gym where I work out as an example. So first of all, if you know anything about me, you know that I'm naturally lazy. Like, I am not going to choose to work out over sitting on the couch and watching a movie or going to dinner with friends. Like, I will choose those over the gym. And so I'm the, you know, they have those funny YouTube videos of the stereotypes of the different gym goers. Well, I'm the gym person that will go to the gym about 2 or 3 months and I'll see results. I feel great. And then something will happen, usually travel, and I'll stop working out. And then a month goes by, 2 months go by, 3 months go by, and I end up not going back to the gym longer than when I went. And so I tend to see this cycle of getting in and out of shape. And it's so hard to restart. It is so hard to restart. But that's where I find myself. And so I know that about myself. But I also know what motivates me. And so what motivates me is I'm very competitive. I'm a competitive person. I like to compete with myself. I like to continue to do better. I love a healthy, fun competition. And here's what I love about my gym. So I go to Pistol Creek CrossFit in East Tennessee here, and I love it. I love this CrossFit gym. Now, a year or 2 years ago, I would have never stepped foot in a CrossFit gym. Actually, used to make fun of my husband for wearing all the gear and going to the gym. And, you know, I'm like, you're such a poser. Like, you know, he had to have all this stuff. And I used to make fun of him and not really knowing what it was, of course. But the second I stepped into that CrossFit gym, and honestly, the only reason I stepped foot in it is we were about to go out west last year, and we were going to do lots of hikes, and I was super out of shape. I know, shocker. And my husband's like, if you do not get in shape, you're going to die on these hikes, and it is not going to be fun. And he really wanted to hike with my boys and just us as a family. And so that's when I stepped foot, and I was like, you know what? I have 3 months. The only way I think that I'm going to be able to get in shape is to do that with CrossFit, you know, to get in shape quick. So that's why I stepped foot in the gym. But I quickly noticed that the gym was more than just a CrossFit gym, and it was more than just having a coach walking you through a warm-up and a workout. It was truly a community. And what I loved about it from day one, I remember coming home after like my first week of workout and telling Ryan, my favorite part of working out is just the different people that work out there. There are women that are 66 years old. There are women that are in their 20s, 30s, 40s, and everything in between. And there were just so many, and men, I mean, there were men there also, just people just in different seasons of life. And I used to think that I would have to get in shape before I went to CrossFit because I didn't want to like embarrass myself, you know, like who wants to like walk in and not be able to like run a quarter of a mile, you know, well, that was me. So I always made that as an excuse. But what I realized is when I walked in that gym, number one, everybody greeted me and they said that they were just so happy that I finally came. I guess my husband was telling them that he was trying to get me to come in there. And they were so excited. They encouraged me. They shared their story about when they first walked into that gym. And honestly, like, they truly included me in not just working out with them if there was a partner workout or if I was doing a move wrong or something like that. They just included me in their life. And it felt good. And I love it because I loved how everyone was just in a different season of life. Different age group, different, you know, physical shape. Not everybody looked the same, but they all included me. And it has just really opened my eyes to the word include. And we are currently, so I've been working out there off and on because 2018, I still had my off and on season with that. But 2019, I can honestly say I've already done better. And January 74, no, I feel like it's January 74th, but it's not. I'm already doing better, which is good. But what they have done this month is they created this, you know, healthy eating or healthy habits challenge, and it's super fun. Everybody's doing it. And so I've been going to work out on Saturdays because that's part of it. So you get to check off all your healthy habits you've done for the day, and whoever gets the most points wins at the end. Well, I'm competitive, so it's truly motivated me. But I went on a Saturday workout the last two Saturdays, and I just love it even more because double and triple what I just shared with you, just the people that are there and how they're encouraging and how they're cheering everybody on. And it's not a place where you walk in and you think you're going to be judged or you don't know what they're going to say about you or you don't know how, if you're going to be included, like you will be included. It just is the community that was built. And the opposite word to includer would be an excluder. And there's people out there that do that too. They're excluders. They only like a certain group and they only include a certain group in their life. And the other people feel like they're outsiders. And what I have learned with just working out at this gym and being immersed into such a wonderful, amazing group of people is that I hope and pray that I am always an includer. And I hope and pray that you are always an includer. Whether that is sitting in church and you know that some new people is, you know, trying out your Sunday school class and they're sitting across from you and you know you've not seen them, or you see them in big church and you know you've not seen them. Yes, I am 36 years old and I still call it big church. You can tell I'm a preacher's kid. But maybe it's, you know, going to the grocery store and just including the person standing behind you in a conversation. Maybe it's, you know, picking up the phone and, you know, gathering some girlfriends to go out to eat and including the people that you love in your life. And, you know, maybe it's picking up the phone and including somebody that you've never included before. But the word includer, it just resonates with me. And I know what it feels like to be a part of a community that you feel included in. I mean, think about it. It makes you, it's encouraging. You look forward to walking into a room because you know that they love you, whether you're 280 pounds or 112. You know you're going to be included whether you can deadlift 135 or 48. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, and it feels good to know that I can walk in a place and not feel like I'm going to be judged by how I look, or I'm going to be judged about what I can't or can do. And, you know, that is just what we're called to do as daughters of the King, as someone who is following Christ. Jesus was an includer. He walked around this earth when he had his ministry here on earth, and he included everyone. He included the woman at the well. He included the blind man on the side of the street. He included the woman that bled. He was the ultimate includer. His goal was to make sure that every person that he came in contact with, number one, they knew who he was. He was love, because that's just who he is. He is love. And guess what? When we accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, we carry on that love. He is inside of us, and we have a choice every single day. If we are going to include people around us in conversation, in our lives, in a fun, you know, dinner night, or bringing people into your home, whatever it is, it may be people that you're thinking, well, you know, we don't have a lot in common, or we just, you know, they don't fit in with my crew, or my crew, to, you know, or I don't fit in with their crew. Maybe you're prejudging people and you're not including people because you're just not giving people a chance. You know, I want to encourage you, step outside of your comfort zone. You know, the gym, Pistol Creek at CrossFit, they have created a community of people of all ages, all sizes, all different backgrounds, and they have created a community of positivity, of encouragement, of love. And I want you to do that when people are around you. In your presence, I want you to be the community. I know maybe you're like me and you've been rejected and you felt like an excluder with a certain group and you're jaded and you're afraid to get close to people again. And I want to make sure that you know the lies of the enemy versus the truth of God. The enemy's going to come in and make you feel isolated and you're not good enough, or, you know, you're going to get hurt again, or, you know, You're not enough for people. All of those are lies from the enemy. None of that is biblical. None of that is what Jesus would say to you through his word and through him speaking to your heart. What Jesus is going to say is what Jesus, number one, what Jesus did. We need to look at that and model that. And you can read that in the book of John. If you're wondering, what did Jesus do when he had his ministry, when he walked this earth for 3 years, healing people and loving people? Start there. Start the book of John. But I can tell you what he's going to say. He's going to tell you to love everyone, especially the least of these, right? And so I just want to encourage you. This is just a short message. You are a community. Just you. You have the love of Christ inside of you. And that love wants to include every single person around you. Now, we've talked about healthy boundaries and what that looks like when it comes to relationships. And you know what I mean by that. So you can decipher whether or not you need to set a healthy boundary. But you can still love people from afar if you need to. But this week, I want to challenge you to be an includer. I want you to pick up the phone. I want you to text more people. I want you to open your eyes when you're out in town at the grocery store or the post office. I want you to look up for a second. I want you to include people in conversation. Include them on what you're thinking and what's going on in your life. And I want you to see how God's going to move. Because you can create a community in your life that when people see you, they get excited. When people hear your name, they get encouraged automatically because you have given them a community that includes them and everybody else. And so same with social media. You know, include everybody on social media. Don't exclude people because they're not part of your clan or whatever. Include everyone. Be the love of Christ by creating that community in your four walls and also outside your four walls. So I hope that's an encouragement to you. I hope you take the challenge. I hope that you hear my heart as we have an opportunity, whether people are like us or they're different from us, we have an opportunity to include and love and show them exactly what the love of Christ looks like. So I hope everyone has a great day and y'all be blessed.
Thank you for tuning in with me today. I hope the space brings grace, rest, and truth to you every time we meet here. To learn more about the Beautifully Designed community, our online Bible studies, and the Beautifully Designed book, you can go to beautifullydesigned.com. Y'all be blessed.